Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I am double checking that I am actually recording because last week nearly gave me a heart attack. Not doing that to myself again, so no. But yeah, today's episode, Lifestyle Creep. Yes, you did not misread that. Lifestyle Creep Part 1. This is going to be a two-parter because when I was prepping for it, I just felt it needed to be two separate pieces. So this first part will be my opinions on lifestyle creep, an actual definition that I had to go research, as well as the positive things I feel lifestyle creep can be and how it can affect you. In next week's episode, which will be part 2, I'm going to discuss the negative possibilities and consequences of lifestyle creep, how to avoid it, and then a conclusion on just these two episodes as a whole. So yeah, that is the plan. But this is an episode I have had in the makings for a while, just because lifestyle creep is something that as a young, and I use the word young very relatively, as a recent 30-year-old, I still feel like I'm fairly young and new to a lot of things. I'm not as experienced in a lot of ways, and having people who are experienced, I can talk to them and ask them for advice. A friend of mine lives on her own and I've learned a lot from just observing her, being in a space, she's moved houses, and seeing what she's done and how she's evolved was like, I was just so impressed and so happy for her that I was just like, this is like leveling up in life. And watching all these Pinterest videos and restock videos, I kind of was like, this is the goal. And then I'm just like, wait, that's a lot of money to be spending. Like, is this feasible? And then I stumbled upon the word lifestyle creep, and here we are. So, on to the actual episode. So, I'm going to be putting up a link for an article on Investopedia, and this is where I got the bulk of the information, including the definition for the word, and I will have that linked for you. But I was just blown away. This article is really informative, and that's why I just used it as basically a baseline for this episode's and discussion points. So yeah, that is where we are. With me trying to make general life improvements, you know, I've spoken about this in my mental health episode, where I just needed to fix a lot of things that I could and that I haven't, and basically hold myself accountable for these things. I needed to start at a good baseline. And to me, that is basically building a foundation. I knew I had all these different segments in my life from the beginning of the year when I did my 12 areas of life episode. Those are the building blocks you're going to build on. But all I had was like this invisible block. You know, those little like dotted lines where it's like it shows it's empty, but the word is there, so you know what it's holding a place for. Yet you're trying to build this pyramid and you've got like three blocks at the top and then like zero at the bottom and then just A in the middle. Like, that is not possible. It's you can see it, but it's not feasible in real life. And I needed to just get my blocks in order, if I can put it that way. Like, I needed to set a foundation. So for me, I've been trying to improve my overall physical health and eat better just as a baseline. I've been drinking my water, I've been taking my vitamins, I've been upping my mental health. Like, you know, my shadow work that I've been doing, my journaling, my listening to a meditation or something like that, either in the morning or just as I'm starting my work day. A friend of mine put me onto brown noise, which is not white noise for sleeping or sleep sounds specifically for that type of thing. It's background noise, like a crackling fire or rain on a window that's got a few extra sounds layered into it. So it doesn't put you to sleep, but it does help you focus. And I love that. I've discovered rain is my jam. So at night I've got rain on a window with a little bit of wind. And then during the day, like brown noise, I'll either listen to something like a podcast, I'll listen to a person talking about something or reading something, or I'll listen to brown noise when I'm like ready to go into focus mode. And that has changed my life. So yeah, but in terms of just taking care of myself, I've done those small things and I've even upped my routines, especially my oral, my skin and my hair care routines. Like those I've upped completely, especially because I'm dyeing my hair at home. I'm saving money dyeing my own hair, but I still go get it cut. I'm still doing my skincare at home. I'm still doing my oral care, obviously, but I've upped the stuff that I use, the quality of the products I use, and I'm trying to get it down pat, no holds barred. The thing about that is, when I was playing around with my finances, I had to recheck my budget and make some adjustments for the parameters I set. Sorry, I'm a bit sick. It was a stressful week last week, and that kind of just stressed me out so much. I've got a stress cold. I don't know if anyone else gets this. Like, you get so stressed, you actually get sick. And that's kind of what I have. So I'm so sorry about my voice. It's like every time I'm just sick. Like, can you just get better? Like, I'm trying, okay? I'm trying. Anyway, where was I? Parameters. Okay. So I've had to readjust the parameters of my budget because I've noticed I've been spending a little bit more on these kinds of things for myself, which kind of made me stress a little bit because I feel it's become a need. Which it actually isn't. I don't need to dye my hair. I want to dye my hair. And as I've discovered, that is the literal definition of lifestyle creep. And I'm just like, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Well, it's both. Allow me to elaborate. So the definition I got from Investopedia is as follows. Lifestyle creep occurs when an individual's standard of living improves as their discretionary income rises and former luxuries become new necessities. The rise in discretionary income can happen either through an increase in income or a decrease in cost. That is the definition. Basically, what this means is you've either gotten a raise or you've decreased other expenses or costs on stuff, and now you've got more money to work with, which is awesome. However, the article continues to say, a hallmark of lifestyle creep is the change in thinking and behavior that sees spending on non-essential items as a right rather than a choice. This can be seen in the spending decision attitude of you deserve it, rather than thinking of the opportunities that saving money would provide. And that is my issue with the topic at hand. So, you know, I love to budget. I love working on my finances. I don't know why I just didn't become an accountant, honestly, because I love playing around with money and budgets and numbers and things like that. But that's a whole other topic for a whole other day. But with me, I love playing with my budget. And when I got a raise a while back, which I didn't shut up about, we all know this, I definitely needed to get my finances on track. And I especially had two things I wanted to do. Focus on my savings goal and definitely pad my emergency savings. Those were the key things I wanted to do. Which I think is definitely an important thing, especially when you are budgeting and you have discovered you now are going to have a bigger income. I even say this to my sister. When you get your money, your allowance every month, put money in savings. That is the first thing you need to do, and you need to not touch that money. As little as you want to think it is, put money away in your savings. End of discussion. So for me, as someone who has been trying to improve and trying to feel better and heal better, I found that I wanted to buy myself things I either never had in the past or I haven't been able to afford in the past without putting it on credit of some sort, you know, like lay-by, credit card, account card, anything of that nature. And this is not to say that I was wasteful or frivolous in my spending, but it was more of a way to kind of just heal the trauma of the past. And it's not like traumatic, dramatic trauma, just small things. And it was usually like a one-off expense, but it did a lot for my mental health in the long run, which affected my overall well-being for the better. The thing about this is, some of it was once off, but some of it were things that just improved or like upping the quality. And these are things that are more regarding myself and my self-maintenance, if I can put it that way. Because I wasn't taught a lot of things that kind of get taught to people. For example, my mother never wore makeup a lot. So I didn't get an education on makeup young in comparison to my sister. She did her own makeup for her matric ball. I was so impressed with that. She's been playing around with makeup for years. And that is in part to her wanting to do that and me obviously supporting it and wanting to help her. But also my journey in discovering makeup. And with makeup, yes, you need to put it on, but also you need to take it off, and you need to take it off properly. So that came with a whole other thing of cleaning your skin properly, taking the makeup off properly, like feeding your skin good stuff on the inside, and then also taking care of it on the outside. That also meant having to figure out my skin type. That led to me dealing with my teeth, my gums, what products work, what don't. Even something basic like roll-on, some used to irritate my skin so badly, I would use it 3 times and then I just like stop. But the money was already used. But it's because I didn't know certain ingredients affect me in the ways they did. And being able to now experiment with things like this is fun, but I'm very regretful that I didn't do it younger. And because of that, I'm very grateful that I do have the financial capacity to explore that. And just to play devil's advocate for a second, it doesn't need to be extravagant. There are baselines. You need toothpaste to brush your teeth. It's recommended that you floss and mouthwash, but not everyone can afford it, so I understand that. But just basic things you cannot go without. And I'm not saying you shouldn't go without the basics. You definitely need them. But it's not a bad thing to be able to do basic things like toothpaste. I recently changed the brand of toothpaste I used, and holy cow, a whole new world has opened up for me. I did not know changing toothpastes can do this. Like, whole new world opened up. And that just led me down a rabbit hole of searching for a new toothbrush, new toothpaste. And we all know I'm trying to keep the environment in the back of my mind when doing these things. So I've actually been looking at eco-friendly options for the toothbrushes and things like that. And you don't have to do that. You can buy a cheap toothbrush. But you can also, if you have the capacity, splurge on a little more upgrades in your toothbrush. And that's kind of what this is about. Lifestyle creep is not just seeing luxuries as your basic necessities anymore. Because yes, you need shampoo and conditioner, but you don't need the most expensive one on the market. You can do with the cheapest one. But also, you can get a hair protectant that you never used to maybe get. Or you used to get one and it would last you maybe 2 months, and when that ran out, you wouldn't replace it. That is fine. Now, because you have a little bit more income, you can now buy the hair protectant you want, as well as a spray that you put over when you're done. These are wants, not needs, but you understand that if push comes to shove, you'd be able to do with just the shampoo and conditioner. You don't need the fancy electric toothbrush, but you want it. Or in this case, I want it. But I understand that difference. I want it, I don't need it. And that's okay. As I said, next week's episode is the bad things on lifestyle creep, but this week is the positive ones. I'm going to focus this episode on, yes, having a positive angle, but my perspective is more focused on intentionally spending the money on these items, not frivolously spending, which will be covered in next week's episode. So, why can lifestyle creep be seen as a good thing? Let me tell you, it can be a good thing because quality always beats quantity. I'd rather have a damn good toothbrush than have an average one every single time. Baselines. That is what it is. Baselines. If you now have the budget available to buy better clothes, because yes, better clothes are more expensive, but better clothes are going to last longer, they are going to feel better, and because you are more intentional about what you buy, you're going to get a better use out of that one item. Because if you can buy one jersey that is a bit more expensive, or three jerseys that aren't as good of a quality, that aren't going to last as long, and that you don't like but you just bought because you could get more for your money? Which one do you think you are actually going to enjoy wearing? Exactly, the more expensive one. And that's just it. Quality over quantity. For me, understanding the intention behind what you're buying is important, but also why you are buying these items. Are you buying it because you just have money and you can, or because you actually want to make a good choice around what you own? An example for me is my skincare routine. I've bought these different products not to just improve my skin, but to do more for my self-care and mental health. I've got supplements that I've never tried before, and within a week I saw a difference. If I can see a difference in a week, that clearly means it's doing something for me. And that is just one or two things I've done. Another thing I've done is dyeing my hair, though. I mentioned this at the beginning of the episode. I buy 2 boxes of dye at once when it's on special. I get my hair cut and then I color my hair. And sometimes I will color my hair after giving it a week off to get dirty and then putting in the next box of color. But I do give it at least a month or two in between dyeing it, because I'm trying to go blonde, but I'm doing it slowly. But the thing is, it's not about the color, it's not about dyeing the hair, it's about doing what makes me happy. And dyeing my hair makes me happy because I get to play with it more. I do still get it cut, I didn't mention that, but I'm spending more time on me. I'm focusing on me. And self-care is not selfish. Even just one of my biggest things is my nails. I'm very much about my nails. If my nails aren't good, I am not good. If it's bad, it's bad. Like, that is how you gauge how I'm doing. If my nails are in a terrible condition, I'm in a terrible condition. If they're healing and they look decent, it's fine. But if they look terrible, just walk on by. Like, just pretend you didn't even see me. That's how you gauge how I'm doing. By my nails. I've always been about it. And I used to spend exorbitant amounts of money when I didn't have exorbitant amounts of money on my nails. And then I got mad and I just started doing them at home. And that saved me so much money. I've got like 4 colors I rotate between. I've got a base that actually protects my nails. I've got cuticle gel. I've got like all these things. And they work for me. But they don't cost me a fortune. But they are something I feel has become something I enjoy spending money on. Which, yes, it can be a luxury item. It can be seen as a lifestyle creep. But if you compare going to the salon for my nails versus doing it at home, home is gonna win every time. And this is just to point out that a lot of people buy things that they can do at home, like me with my nails. Yes, I can do it at home, but sometimes it's nice to go to a salon, not think about anything, and get your nails done, which is nice to just have someone professional actually trim your cuticles properly. But that is fine. Once in a while is fine. That is no problem. The problem comes in when a luxury item, as described, now becomes more of a frequent thing that feels like a need. So this can be getting takeout delivered more often than what you usually would, eating out more than you would usually do. When you eat out, maybe spending more on the stuff you are buying. So maybe you would usually go for breakfast with a friend and you'd stick to the breakfast special, or you would have 1 cup of coffee and a breakfast meal, whereas now you're like, oh cool, no, I can splurge. I'm gonna have a coffee to start, I'm gonna have a meal, I'm gonna have another coffee, and I'm gonna maybe take away something so I don't have to cook. That is not good. Things like buying expensive business or first class tickets when the normal economy tickets would have sufficed for a flight, or renting things instead of buying them, like a car or a house. Why would you rent either of those things? A house is an asset. You can do so much with it. Yes, a car is a depreciating asset, but like, it's a whole car. You can get a service plan. It's no. Why? Back on track. I do agree that yes, it's nice to splurge once in a while. For me personally, I love to go to my Checkers, that is the size of a Makro or a Warehouse, if you're unfamiliar with Makro, honestly. Do you live under a rock? Anyway, I love going to my Checkers It's massive. They have a Starbucks inside of the Checkers, and they added a Lindt recently. Honestly, I swear these people are trying to kill me. But I love to get a Starbucks as I walk in and then waltz through the store as I'm drinking my Starbucks. But I do this maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 months. It's not an every time thing. And look, I've got a whole setup at home. I love good coffee. Lord knows I do. I've bought Starbucks Dolce Gusto pods for Christmas when they had the toffee nut latte special going on. Love that, by the way. Point is, I have the whole setup at home. I don't need to get a coffee from Starbucks, but it's a once in a while treat, so I do it. And that is fine. Plus, I've budgeted for it, so I know I'm good. I have the app, so I earn points, and those points eventually add up to get me a free drink or snack, meal, thing, whatever. Point is, there's a whole lot of benefits to buying it, but I don't buy it too often, so it is fine. The problem comes in when every time you go to the shop, you get a Starbucks. That adds up real quick. Starbucks is not cheap in South Africa, just by the way. So, don't spend frivolously. Treating yourself once in a while, a-okay. Doing it when your budget is not prepped, not okay. This all to say, Lifestyle Creep does have a bad rep, but I do think that there are good aspects to it, especially when you look at it from a perspective of you've worked hard enough and you now are earning a good enough amount of money that your financial situation has changed. And that change is so significant. Things that used to be luxuries once in a while or something you dreamt of purchasing is now something you buy on a more regular basis, or you are actually able to put money away to eventually buy that dream purchase you have. You are doing more for yourself, by yourself, improving your life and leveling up your life to not be redundant. But lifestyle creep can be seen as a bad thing. But when you look back on your life and realize, I used to dream about buying this thing. Now I buy it once a week. I used to dream of owning that thing. I now own it. Like, that is the best kind of lifestyle creep you can ever have. Like, people say, like, ah, it's the best problem to have. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And my thing is always, do it from a financially positive point of view. And I'm going to go into this next week. But don't do it on credit. Why spend money you don't have to impress people you don't know for reasons you can't explain? Like, that is pointless. Don't do that. So, yeah, I hope I've painted a good enough picture as to why it can be positive. Because I think it's all about perspective. If you look at lifestyle creep like, oh, I never want to be that way. Guess what? You're going to fall in that hole you've dug for other people. Don't do that. Don't be that guy. Just live your best life. Don't be like that. Anyway, I've rambled enough. The song of this week is All the Way Up by Fat Joe and Remy Ma. There's a lyric in that song that says, when people ask you where I live, point to the top of the hill and say, go all the way up. That line killed me. I loved that line. And when I heard the song, I knew that is a song for this episode. Like, it just hit me as I was prepping this episode, and you definitely need to go listen to it. But yeah, that is it for me. I hope you look at where you are and see that, yeah, this lifestyle has creeped up on you in the best way possible. And if you aren't where you want to be, I hope this episode has shaken you up. Next week, I will speak about the negative. What am I trying to say? Next week, I'll speak about the negative side of lifestyle creep and explain a bit more about why it can be a bad thing. But yeah, that is it for me. I hope you have a good rest of the week. And as per usual, keep being a better being. Love you. Bye.